USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre advising caution when interpreting the polls, suggesting they should be taken with a grain of salt.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
According to the survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but it's under increasing pressure to advocate for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have discussed temporary humanitarian pauses to allow aid into Gaza. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's dismissed a GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
Schumer cautioned that the Republican plan could impede the passage of funding for Ukraine's conflict with Russia. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. A case centers on a Texas man who assaulted his ex-girlfriend and made threats against her life. Friends enthusiasts are propelling the sitcom to the forefront of popularity on streaming platforms. According to data gathered by the streaming guide Just Watch, Friends claimed the highest rank from October 30th to November 5th, which coincided with the passing of star Matthew Perry at the age of 54. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A 69-year-old Jewish man is dead after a head injury following an altercation at an Israel-Hamas war protest in Ventura County, California. The death followed a confrontation with a counter-protester as both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were held at the same location over the weekend. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider brief pauses in the ongoing conflict with Hamas, despite rejecting calls for a ceasefire. The Israel-Hamas war, which began with Hamas's surprise attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in more than 11,000 casualties on both sides. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Lance Pry explains.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump gave testimony in his civil trial in Manhattan yesterday, alleging election interference. Texas Senator for 10 years, Republican Ted Cruz, weighed in on Fox News last night.
The unfairness of this proceeding is exactly right. Letitia James is a hardcore partisan. She campaigned saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. This judge, by all appearances, is a hardcore partisan who hates Donald Trump. And we can anticipate he's going to rule against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. He wants to punish Trump.
Yesterday, a jury acquitted Nathan Woodyard on charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the second trial concerning the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain following an altercation with Aurora police. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.